Join us under the biggest tree we could find as we discuss the Snetterton Saturday action.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We are back at Snetterton this time, and we've just watched qualifying and the race to pole.
Yay. That's the end of the podcast, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
I think it's fair to say that at the track, it possibly even makes it a little bit worse than watching it online.
Yeah, would agree. So we are currently sat in front of the paddock, touring car paddock, so there will be movement in the background as various other support racers get ready to do their action for the day, so bear with that. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There are no screens here on the Saturday, which is a bit of a shame.
I'm really hoping there are tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be a real bigger shame if not. The qualifying first session is so boring as a fan, track side. I know people say stop moaning about it, but there's that first half hour or so.
It feels like a free practice run again.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
There's a little bit more riding on it because it will sort of set the grid. But you could do that with a second free practice session.
You could almost draw names out of a hat. Nobody's pushing for fast laps because why would you risk, ditching the car when you can just make up a place in the sprint race in a moment? Yep. So yeah, the first part isn't particularly good. I do accept to a degree that I don't really see an answer to how you can get it better. I don't know what the answer is. Like, if you're going to keep this format, which they never debate altogether, but if you're going to keep this format, I don't know how else you can set the sprint grid race, for the sprint race. It's got to be set somehow. I think maybe this is just the most necessary evil to get there, because I don't think you can split the grid into doing different, like F1 style we had last year, because I don't think there's enough time on a Saturday. So I don't really know what else to do.
Arguably, you give them that extra practice session for that half an hour that we get of track time for qualifying, as it were. And then you possibly take the fastest lap time for each driver from both practice sessions to set that grid.
We've still got to watch practice, which is not particularly exciting. But I can't think of a format to make it more exciting. We had an exciting format last year. That's gone. If you're going to have the sprint race, you've got to have it. So if you're going to have a sprint to pole event race, you're going to have a grid for it. And if I get into gimmicky, like putting names out of a hat or championship order or race three from the last weekend, maybe that's a way of doing it. Race three from the past weekend. Don't know. Or race two from the last weekend, make race two interesting. Yeah. I don't know. It's tricky as a Mini comes past us. Hillman's Mini. Just let that go for right. What I will say is that, okay, do you accept the necessary evil for the sprint race? And I think it's fair to say the sprint race itself took a very similar format that we've seen for the rest of the season, which is the first few laps are interesting and then it fades away into...
Being here at Snetterton as well, it's only an eight laps for the sprint race, or race to pole, should I say. And it does feel like everyone gets all the action out in those first two, three laps and then settled down to practically nothing. Okay, there are a few mechanical issues for a couple of drivers. We had Moffitt stop on the final lap. We had Sutton go off with a puncture, which was probably the most entertaining or anticipated action that we've had in the race.
Yeah, we had a bit of interest in the first few laps. Rainford and Chilton were bashing doors of each other down the infield section. But after that, it just didn't really...
Aaron Taylor-Smith had a technical issue and needed to come into the pits. It really punishes you when you have an issue on this race or on this day, really, because it could happen in qualifying as well, and the same thing could happen. I suppose that's the contra argument to it. But it means that we're hopefully going to see another Sutton race from the back tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And we'll see how far he can go with obviously the lowest allocation of boost, which is probably going to keep it the most interesting and the most entertaining for race one tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's obviously worth saying that we've not seen any of the race back, so we can't comment on the legalities of some of the moves. It certainly looked like both Rainford and Chilton were hitting each other. It looked like touring cars.
6-1 half dozen of them. Going into Hamilton, sort of like Rainford was on the outside, pushed wide by Chilton. He then stayed on the outside, had the inside for the next corner, and then gave Chilton everything back that he'd just given him. So I think it was okay in the grand scheme of things. Chilton did have a 5-second penalty for being out of position on the grid.
Yep.
Which I'm amazed that he was that far out of position. It wasn't a case of he was too far forward in his box. He was off to one side of his box, which... I don't think we've seen before. Obviously, Kamish had it at Brands, but he was allowed to start outside. I don't think I've seen a driver get it that wrong for a while.
No, and so it's not somebody of that much experience you would expect to see that from either. I suppose the only thing I would say, if you're looking for positives, is that's now three sprint to pole race things, and we've had three different winners.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you're looking at trying to,
and we've
change things up,
we've had a different winner to who qualified on pole as well.
Yeah, so it keeps those things fresh. Obviously, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Sutton has had a run of six podiums. I don't think that's carrying on tomorrow.
Strange things have happened.
The question is that does it create enough interest for the Sunday? I'm not sure. And does it create enough experience for the Saturday fans? I'm not sure, because based on our experience this weekend, and also we can only talk about this weekend, this is the only one we've been to, there is no screens. Yes, the commentary is pretty good on the Tannoy system. You've got to give that its credit, but it's not the same as being able to see it unfold in front of you.
I had YouTube open in front of me watching what action was going on around the circuit, obviously.
Yeah.
We do it for more intention for you lot, for being able to give the race report. But it also helped me keep up with what was going on around the circuit. And yes, there's TSL and stuff like that. And we've been lucky enough that we've had the signal to do that.
Yeah. I think, that's the live reaction side done of it. In terms of actually what this means for tomorrow, I think it's been a good day for Plato Racing. They've had a solid session. It has been hot here as well. Rainford looks very good in the BMWs, as you'd expect, and Cook is a surprise.
Considering where both the Laser Tools Toyotas were.
Well, I was going to come to them as losers,
Say they qualified, as I said, really low down, and then didn't really make any progress throughout the race, whereas Collard, who had a poor session, had times deleted through the qualifying element of it, then was able to make some progress through the race. They really didn't.
No, I think that pretty much sums it up, really. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Obviously, looking for a better day of racing tomorrow, which I think we'll definitely get. Be interesting to see. It's hot here today. It's going to be even hotter tomorrow, which is a little bit of a concern for the racing, I think. But I think it will mean that Rainford goes very well.
I feel sorry for the drivers, because knowing how warm it can get in those cabins, it's going to be even worse tomorrow, and they've got to do it three times over.
I feel more sorry for the marshals. What I would say is that if you are here tomorrow and you buy a marshal post and you've got any water to spare, do offer them out, because they have limited times they can leave the post throughout the day. And if you're hot, you're not wearing racing or fireproof overalls as well. So, yeah, look out for one another tomorrow. If you're here, be patient, be nice. It's going to be hot. Just, enjoy the day's racing. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, if you see us out and about as well, come and say hello. We don't bite, and we'll have a good chat with you as well.
Cheerio.